In a previous session of the business strategy pillar, we reviewed the four essential entrepreneur questions. And if you recall, these are four questions we first came across in the Entrepreneur Foundation in this whole program. And we looked at the following aspects of the questions that entrepreneurs must ask in order to drive their business to success with purpose, passion, and profit. And we looked at today, tomorrow, the map, and the monitor. Today, tomorrow, the map, and the monitor. And when we looked at today, we realized that within the Entrepreneur Foundation, we had analyzed our clients, our finances, and the strengths and weaknesses of our business against the competition. Now we're going to look at tomorrow, because we're now in the business strategy area, the business strategy pillar. And the whole objective of the business strategy pillar is to help you create a cohesive and comprehensive business plan. But first, you must understand what it is that's at the foundation of that plan. And so during creating tomorrow, during creating the future, during creating your business strategy, we need to be looking at some concepts called drivers. And we're going to be looking at what they mean during the next few sessions of the business strategy pillar. So, before you start creating this tomorrow strategy, before you start even understanding drivers, there are some questions that you need to ask yourself. And the questions are quite deep. They're quite poignant. They're quite piercing. And you need to be honest with yourself as you review these questions. Clearly, this is a private session for you, and nobody needs to look over your shoulder. And so you can afford to take a notepad, pen, and be really open and honest with the following questions. Question number one, why am I not enjoying the success that I deserve? Why do you think you're not enjoying that success? What has caused you to undertake the Advisor Blueprint program? In the admission that whatever you feel you should be gaining as success, you haven't yet reached it. Next question. Why have my plans, my objectives, and my goals, whether business or personal, not yet been achieved? And the next question is, why do I not feel satisfied even though I'm sort of achieving reasonable results? I still don't feel fulfilled. Why is that? And why, if I'm honest, am I not enjoying my business as much as I'd hoped? Remember years ago when you first started becoming independent, or simply hitting targets and striving for success and really beginning to wrestle with the skills, knowledge and wisdom of your professional life. A lot of it was exciting and enjoyable. That's what people tell me, but I meet far too many professionals who are not currently enjoying the business that they'd chosen for themselves. So why is that? In order to answer those questions, what we need to do is understand what it is that drives you towards achievement and success, towards fulfillment and eventually happiness and joy. And what I'm going to do is refer to one of my favorite books, a work by Stephen R. Covey, one of the world's leading business thinkers and vice chairman of the Franklin Covey Company. Now, what Stephen said in his books, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, which I think was a 15 million plus bestseller, and also in some work called First Things First, which I think he co-authored with Roger Merrill, he came up with some phrases that pinpointed those elements of our human nature that drives us, that completely drives us and underlies all of our thoughts and actions. Here they are. Our desire to live. Our desire to love. Our desire to keep on learning and growing. And our desire to leave behind us a legacy such that our lives had some sort of meaning. Let's have a further look at what this meant in practice. To live means to do those things which ensure our survival and, at a higher level, our comfort and security, so that we're not always frightened about survival the next day, the next week, the next month. to love means developing relationships with other human beings in order to feel enriched emotionally. It's very difficult being incredibly lonely. Sometimes we like to be alone, but to be lonely, that's a very painful human emotion. Growth and development, all of us have realized, if we keep on growing and developing the things we know, the things we believe, the things we feel, we simply become more enriched as people. We have more to offer the world, and life becomes more interesting and exciting for us. And none of us like to feel that our life has no meaning, that we can make no contribution to humanity. There's a great deal of passion and drive when we find work or activity that gives us meaning and through which we leave a contribution in other people's lives. We make a difference is the phrase that's so popular. And there's a real reason for that. So, what it's worth realizing is this: what drives you also drives your business. Now, that may seem strange because we've been talking about you, the very emotional human being, and a business isn't an emotional human being, or is it? Does it have a life and a power an existence of its own? Well, let's look at that, because when you realize that a business could have the same emotions driving it, the same power, the same passion driving it that a person has, you begin to realize that maybe you need to treat your business differently if it functions in that way. So let's have a look at that. In business, surely you and I like to be well rewarded, whether we're employees, whether we're executives in somebody else's organization, or we're executives where we're working with colleagues and associates at a joint level where there's no controllership as far as we're concerned. We still like to be well rewarded. We like to be emotionally engaged in our work. There's nothing worse than coming to work for 8 to 10 hours a day without feeling, when we go home, that something has been worthwhile doing today, that it's not just been a mechanical exercise to make cash, to make money, to buy something for a dollar and sell it for two. Almost all of us, I would say 99.99% of people on the planet, like to feel that what we've done today has some sort of sense of meaning, that we actually enjoy it. We like to feel we're intellectually stretched. There's nothing worse, again, than coming to work for a whole day, maybe 8, 10, 12 hours, and being totally bored out of our skulls. We like to feel we're challenged, and when we're challenged and intellectually stretched, we feel a sense of fulfillment. That's just how the human being exists. And in business, that's how we function also. We also like to feel that the work that we have done has some purpose to it, that we're not just spinning wheels, we're not just fulfilling a commercial exercise. We like to feel that there's reason for this business to exist, there's reason for the work that we've done, and we've made a difference in somebody's life through that work that we've achieved today. When that happens, there's enormous power in our business life. Now, if we take that on a step further within business, we realize that to be well rewarded, we need to create the resources, the revenue, the profit, and indeed build up value in our business, particularly if we're the business leader. These things matter to us. We also like to feel that our work is fulfilling, that we're looking after our clients, we're looking after those associated with us to help us in our work, our team, whether employed by us or associates or joint venture partnerships. We like to think that we're looking after those people and that they feel looked after and cared for. That is satisfying for us. We like to feel that the business has some sort of direction, some sort of strategy, some movement forward where we can go step by step towards greater things. We like to feel that within that business that's moving forward, that has a strategic direction and purpose, that we're practicing our genius. We're doing those things that we love to do best because we're really excellent at them. And whether we love to do them best because we're excellent at them, or whether we become excellent because we enjoy them, frankly, that doesn't matter. That's just our genius, and we love exercising it. And in the centre, we like to think that the business that we've created, the business that we're leading, has a sense of vision to it. It's going somewhere into the future. There's something wonderful that we're creating. And if there's not, then the business becomes ugly and empty and shallow for us. We like to think that we are behaving with integrity, and we like to think that we're leaving a legacy behind in the lives of our clients. Those are the things that we feel within our business, and those are the things that, if you get right, will drive your business to phenomenal success. That's what I mean by drivers, and that's what I mean by understanding the tomorrow of your business. What drives you towards tomorrow? Look at those things and recognize how important and powerful they are.